is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I'm calling from Appleton, Wisconsin, your home state, and I just had a couple things I wanted to share. One thing is, I was just listening to a past episode from, I think, last summer with Mike, who had the house where the burners kept turning on. I'm surprised they didn't find out from the former owner's family if the mother didn't leave her burners on accidentally or turn them on and forget to cook something. That would be interesting to know, because old people tend to do that, and that would have been one thing I'd have questioned had I been Mike. But my stories are this. I wrote in a while back and talked about the fact that I'm in a wheelchair. I have a balance disorder, and although I can walk, I don't do it on a regular basis. And I live in a fairly new home, but I've had my share of experiences here. A couple of my favorites are, once I was getting up from my wheelchair to go into the laundry room, which is a mirror room, and I had felt like a hand on around my cupping my elbow as if to help me walk. The minute I felt it, I kind of froze, and I got all my hair went up on my, body, and I got kind of goosebumps. But I walked, and once I was where I was at in front of the washer and dryer, I didn't feel it anymore. The same sort of thing happened in my kitchen, which is accessible, but I stood up from my wheelchair to do something in the sink, and I felt a hand sort of around my shoulder on my back as if to help me balance. That had the same physical response to that. And then I remembered my former experience and thought, this is okay. I think this is a very helpful thing. Helpful ghost or spirit. But recently, I've had some not so helpful experiences. Both of them while being in bed. One morning recently, very early morning, I had been up once already and went back to bed, and I was laying on my side and I was sleeping, and I felt two very hard slaps or hits on my leg. And I immediately, kind of got up to see what was there, and there was nothing that I could see. It was dark in the room. And I laid back down and didn't even bother looking around to see if I could actually see something. I was just so surprised by what had happened. And then about, I'd say a week after that, my caregiver pointed out some bruises on the outside of my upper arm, and I noticed one on the inside of my arm, and I, we were commenting about where did I get these bruises from, because I haven't fallen in, about a year, and it was very unusual. And then later on, I was sitting playing with my other hand on that arm, and I noticed that it's exactly where, if you put your thumb on my inner arm and your fingers on my outer arm and squeezed, that's exactly where the bruises are. So it's almost as if something held my arm there, with a finger on the inside of my arm and all the fingers on the outside of my arm hard enough to bruise it. I really don't know. I didn't feel anything happen to that arm, but it would be interesting to know what it is exactly that's doing this. I believe that I'm empathic. I have had lots of experiences throughout my life, which I will talk to you about at another time, but any insight from you would be great. I listen to your show every day. I'm trying to catch up on the old episodes as I listen to new episodes, and I hope to be an EPP very, very soon. Take care and have a great day, guys. Bye bye now.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.